Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hi, hi, howdy ho, neighbors. It's Crab Diving on a Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. Coming from Los Angeles, California. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 5 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. If you're listening till, no, wait, till 7 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, I'll never get that math right.
Yeah, that's all right.
If you're listening to us live, that's the time. If that ain't the time, you'd be listening to a rerun. Thanks for allowing us into your ear holes. My name is Patrick Vile.
Howdy, 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 howdy. I like the beginning of the show. I love that. Who did that? Who's the guy famous for that? What's his name?
Cab Calloway?
Cab Calloway. Dead?
I believe so.
Very dead.
I think Cab is no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
It was a long time ago. He's Ryan Pfeiffer.
I was about to say my name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you'd forgotten it and given it up.
No. I was working my way.
You were doing a long intro.
I was working my way into it.
I see.
I learned that in my class on radio. I took it to DeVry Institute.
At the 19th or the 13th grade, I mean?
You know, I have been to DeVry, only to use their parking lot. I had this friend in Chicago that built a dirt boat out of a windsurfing sail.
Dirt boat.
Right. It's a sailboat with wheels that goes on the dirt.
I see.
And we did some test runs in DeVry's Chicago campus in their enormous parking lot.
Oh, wow.
I'm shocked. Yeah. Oh, total science. Probably the most scientific thing that went on at DeVry, I imagine. Do you have to be smart to get in at DeVry?
Shit on DeVry? I mean,
why not?
I think DeVry got dumped on for a while, but then they're getting the last laugh because they were cranking out all these tech degrees, and they're the ones who were doing all the coding.
Oh shit!
Everything on the planet. It's fine.
Where's the case for your iPhone?
In the kitchen.
At Vile Experience has this big, nice, shiny case for his iPhone that's not in it.
But I have to take it out to put it in that cradle thing.
Oh, really?
When we're in the kitchens.
Oh, I hate that.
The Crab Diving Studios, Los Angeles, California. A little bit of a dreary, chilly day. I mean, chilly for us. I know the rest of the fucking country is being teabagged by Jack Frost right now.
Hello, Jack.
And you guys are all freezing. But of course, now, obviously, there ain't no global warming because it's world record colds right now, dumb libtards.
Fuck you. I tell you, I imagine our friends here in L.A. are having a rough time. I mean, it is overcast.
The sun is not out.
Yeah,
right now.
I don't have light shining on my face right now. No one loves me.
Yeah. I'm not perfectly lit.
Oh, my God. I'm going to put on the saddest look at me hat ever and go hang myself.
This says it is, it's not 54 degrees right now. Is it? It's not possible.
You know, I read somewhere that in L.A. we have the highest rate of self-indulgent suicides.
Self-indulgent suicides?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I don't. Are you kidding? Is this
I'm fucking around.
I didn't know what. I didn't know if there were different categories.
Trying
of suicide.
To be funny. I'm just joking. I just thought of that. I thought it was kind of funny.
75 degrees right now.
Maybe I'll do that on. Maybe I'll save that for the stage.
75, and overcast in Los Angeles, California, right now. For those of you that are out here in the crazy lunatic land of
Love Me Daddy.
Of Love Me Daddy.
I want to be a movie star and or model. Oh, wait. I'm a model and I'm getting ugly. I better learn how to act. Fuck you.
I think it's like 9 or 10 right now in London.
Hello.
50 degrees and rainy.
Pip, pip.
50, yeah. 50 of our degrees, not centigrade. If it was 50 degrees centigrade, it'd be fucking hot.
How many, what's the ratio of sourpuss faces in London right now? Like 100%?
I think it's pretty significant, yeah. And then one of my dream destinations to end up living, just laying on a boat somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the Netherland Antilles.
Oh, really?
In the
water.
Yeah. And for some reason I don't even know how you pronounce this. Is it Oranjestad? Oranjestad?
Oranjestad.
I don't know. That's the capital there, and I have it. It's weather programmed into my phone.
You know, my mom has a child in her class called Orangello.
Yeah.
Orange Jello. It's actually Orange Jello. Two words. But it's one word, but pronounced Orangello.
Orangello.
That sounds great. That's a great sounding name.
Orangestad, though, the weather right now, 86 degrees.
Orangestad.
And raining. If you're listening to us in the Netherland Antilles right now.
Well, I got to tell you, where is that, by the way, the Netherland Antilles? It's somewhere in the tropics.
It's in the Caribbean.
Oh, what up with all the white names then? That's weird.
Is it not in the Caribbean?
I don't know. Did the Netherlands?
Aruba, yeah. That's in Aruba. I thought that was in the Netherland Antilles. Orangestad is in Aruba.
Yeah, but again, it sounds very white. Did white Europeans go there?
Absolutely.
Conquer, rape the land, and now look, hey, we got a Holiday Inn.
That's right.
Fuck it.
Hey, we won. It was, I think, the Dutch, right? Maybe took that part over.
Yeah. I don't know.
It is.
Yeah.
Both, they have the large, yeah, they are, even their education system is modeled on the Dutch system still.
Do they still own it?
Think so.
It's something we don't talk about, but there's a little island that we own. We own it.
It's our dark secret. The Southern Caribbean Sea, 990 miles west of the Lesser Antilles.
The Lesser.
And 18 miles, that ain't much, north of the coast of Venezuela.
Hola. Oh, it is. I mean, 18 miles in the ocean's a long time if you're swimming.
Aruba. And the other Dutch islands in the Caribbean are often called the Netherlands Antilles. Okay, so I was partially right. So Aruba is part of the Netherlands Antilles, or the Dutch Caribbean. And I believe that, I think it might still be Dutch. Oh, wait, move toward independence.
Right.
I'm reading about.
Listen, I got news for you. If you're not white and you live somewhere where the temperature is really nice and it's beautiful, white people really want to take it from you. Be careful.
They gave up in they gave up trying for independence in 1995.
What? Oh, they're like, hey, this is never happening.
They kind of have autonomy from the Netherlands,
but not really.
Aruba seceded from the Netherlands Antilles, officially became a country of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Full independence was projected for 1996.
Shit.
But then some dude died. Let's see, the Prime Minister the Netherlands Antilles postponed indefinitely its transition to full independence.
Holy shit. If you can't wiggle out from under the tyrannical rule of a country known for its stoners, then...
Well, now.
I don't know.
There was a time the Dutch were the big swinging dick of the seas, weren't
were they?
Were they
barbarians?
I mean, weren't they? Didn't they take over... The fact that they took over all these little islands and shit.
I have no idea.
The Dutch were spreading around everywhere, man. Yeah.
I went to a public school in Georgia, so my knowledge of history is somewhat limited.
Really, too. America, America. Right. The War of Northern Aggression.
Yeah. We have people that graduate from high school in Georgia. They're like, holy shit, the earth ain't flat.
It ain't flat. Like they're trying in Texas. Did you finally in Texas?
Yay.
They got, they might have posted it on our Facebook. Go to our Facebook. By the way, tweet us during the show if you like.
I'm looking.
At Crab Diving.
Yes.
Ryan keeps his eyeballs peeled on our stream.
My brother twatted us. He said, crab it up, Crab Nation. It's not about the STD. It's about the funny stuff. Listen to it.
Well, sometimes it's about both.
Yeah. Thanks for the promo.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
And there's Instagram.
We have Instagram. We have Google+. We have Pinterest. We're all over the place on the internet. Spread the crabs, share the crabs, love the crabs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you go to our Facebook
One of the a lot of the stories that we have there we don't get to talk about here on the show, and we
bonus.
We also put extra stuff out there. But these publishers are finally in Texas, you know, the school books that they were trying to put, well, you know, a lot of scientists don't really agree about this global climate change thing. That should be in there.
Is that true, though? Are a lot of scientists?
No.
A lot of scientists, they don't know if global warming exists.
I think it's like up to 98% now, except for the fact that not only is climate change existing, but we've had something to do about it.
Okay.
And could, you know, should be doing something else.
We're affecting the planet. A lot of scientists believe that.
Right. But then don't forget the man who's coming in to chair the Environmental Committee in the Senate.
Simpleton.
Believes, has been quoted as saying, how can we think we're affecting the climate because of God?
Oh, shit.
How could we have the hubris to think that we, little insects, could affect this beautiful sphere of perfectness that the Lord hath shat out for us.
Yeah, and by the way, that guy can't define hubris.
James Inhofe?
No way!
Maybe not.
Or spell it!
I think he's... I just can't imagine somebody...
You think he's faking it?
Being around that long and being a senator and being that high up. I think he's just evil.
I do too.
And you know, trying to... When he walks out of a room... When he walks into a room, he's still dabbling the Koch brother cum off the side of his lips because...
A little dabble, do you?
The only reason, really, if you have the ability to figure it out, I'm not talking about the knuckle draggers out there who are listening to people like Inhofe and saying, ah, he's right, the damn libtards are trying to take over and pretend like it's getting warmer.
Oh, God, people love this Jesus shit, you know.
Meanwhile, the Koch brothers are saying to Inhofe, you know, hey, we'll give you millions of dollars for your campaign. We'll make sure you get reelected. Just, you know, those pesky regulations.
God, it's so strange, though. These politicians that just say bullshit that they probably don't believe in. I mean, if they have the wherewithal to find their way into a high position in government, I mean, couldn't they just work in the private sector and do something else?
No, it's that... It's that influence. It's that, you know, not only do I have a big swinging dick and I'm rich, but I have to be in charge, too.
Right. Shit.
Well, look at New York mayor. What was his name?
Giuliani.
Bloomberg. No, Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
Why the fuck? Billionaire with a blah.
Yeah, I don't know why he wanted to be in government. That's weird to me.
God, why would you run for mayor of New York City and deal with that hassle and bullshit and But it's just this ego these guys have. They've got to have the biggest, longest dick in the world. So they've got to scramble to the top.
By the way,
it has very little to do with making shit better.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, guys, none of you are ever going to be Kevin Spacey on what's that show on Netflix?
House of Cards.
House of Cards. You will never be that well spoken. You will never be as cool as a cucumber, like that guy. Right. And by the way, at Vile Experience, you just replaced the sticky note above your computer cam. What is that called? A webcam?
There's a webcam in my...
Right. Because the NSA can turn that on whenever they want, right?
Any hacker could. But it's built into the top of my computer. So...
I had mine plugged into my USB.
Oh.
It has a microphone built into it. I just ripped it out.
He just ripped it out.
Fuck it.
My one nod to tinfoil hat wearing kind of behavior is that I put a post-it over the camera on my computer because I can't, you know, it's a built-in one, so you can't necessarily know if somebody's sitting in your...
But it's not tinfoil. That's not tinfoil hat department right there. You really shouldn't have.
Have pretty secure dealings going on here.
I got this fucking. Look, here's my camera on my iPhone. Any second, the fucking Tom Ridge could turn it on.
That's true.
I'm a fucking asshole. I'm just waiting for somebody to take advantage of me.
It's all of America. You're far infinitely more informed than most of the people in this country.
To that I say, oh, shit.
Let's see, 216 here on the West Coast. I want to do more of that now that we're...
now that we're the radio.
Now that we're live and doing right. Like real radio and shit, I feel like
216 on the Pacific Coast side of the country.
But then we are a podcast also, so right. I don't want to fuck with the minds of the podcasters.
Fuck them.
The podcast listeners.
I'm just kidding.
Who are, you know, sitting in their warm bubble bath listening to us.
Be careful.
And it's not that time.
Don't drop your smart device.
Yeah, don't get too high.
In the
and
water.
And if you are... this is a rerun. You haven't time warped. It's not really 2:15 right now.
Yeah.
Unless it is 2:15.
Right. Put down the bong,
put
stupid.
Put down the bong, everybody. No, pick up the bong, everybody. Right. I think a lot of people would be better pressed. They would take a fucking hit and lighten the fuck up every once
everybody
in a while.
Everybody needs to fucking relax. By the way, speaking of that, you see those three broads that went to the Vatican and shoved the medieval torture devices up them? Did you see that?
What?
There's some sort
what
of...
Are you talking about?
Honestly, there's a protest that happened today in Vatican City. These feminists, and I'm totally behind their cause, by the way. They went down to the Vatican, and as a protest against...
Did they shove crosses in their vajayjay?
No! Close.
Oh, this is femin. Yeah,
yes.
These are the women that walk around with their yayas out. Which is probably... Is that sexist for me to say yayas?
I have no idea.
They walk around with their breasts out.
I don't know. Kate? Kate's the only female in the studio right now. Do you mind?
Kate always walks around with her 6 or 8 breasts. I forget how many dogs
she does not have nipples. Does she have nipples?
Yeah.
Well, of course she didn't have any
nipples.
Puppies.
Well, but they're not pronounced, but they're there.
Oh, yeah.
I have nipples. I haven't had puppies either.
Really? Okay.
Femin, the world's women's rights group known for topless protests, took their act to a new level of provocation on Friday with an explicitly sexually suggestive demonstration in front of the Vatican.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Right.
There's a photo of them topless. Their boobies are blurred.
Right.
Blurred boobies. And they're wearing tight black leather skirts, short mini skirts.
Oh, wow.
Slightly bent over, and they have crosses, and they're sticking the crosses in their asses. not literally.
They're protesting Pope Francis.
They're kind of... it would look as if the skirts weren't there, they would be wiping their rear ends with the crucifixy.
Sure.
Crucifixes.
Crucifies. Yeah, the Pope is heading over to the European Parliament to speak, and they're against it. They do not want religion injected into their government or their daily fucking lives.
This is a giant...
I get it.
They have these giant crucifixes, too. We had one of these
briefly.
But, you know, my mom used to teach school, which was I probably still need to go to therapy to get rid of all the trauma of having my mother as a teacher at my own school.
If you go to therapy, bring one of those recorders.
Yeah, I'll
be good for the show.
I'll broadcast live from my therapy session.
Deconstructing Patrick Vile.
The manifesto. but we had somehow, I don't know, they were getting rid of some old crucifixes or something. I don't know what you do with them. And
have a yard sale.
But my mom was like, oh, I'll take it. And ended up with this like 2 foot long by a foot wide Bronze Age torture device with, you know, a guy nailed to it.
Where'd you put it in the house?
It was up very briefly in the TV room, and then my dad was like, it's creepy, get it out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good for your dad.
And my dad wasn't non-religious. Like, he wasn't an atheist. He was just like, that's just too much. He didn't want to sit there swearing and yelling racist things at the television with Jesus watching it is what my summation was.
Your dad's working hard at his job. He's like, oh, God, I can't wait to go home, take a load off on the couch, watch TV.
Unbutton the pants, sit there, have a beer, fart, scream racist things at the television.
What a party. But I don't want to do it in front of a right. Spindly little dude bleeding out on a medieval torture device.
Yeah.
It's called a bummer.
And my mom laughed. I mean, it's not like... You know, I mean, it explains my atheism today because my parents really didn't, there was no They didn't give a shit. Is what I'm trying to say.
If they just wanted to send you to school.
Well,
to
had
a decent school,
right? And had that whole weird districting thing gone on, I would have been in a public school, and probably wouldn't have had much Catholic education because there's no. We never went to
0.0.
Right before I started first grade at St. Cajetan's in Chicago, Illinois. Yo, shout out to the South Side.
What up?
We never went to Mass.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember ever having gone to Mass before first grade or something like that. So that's the only reason we ever went. And then once, I've told this story, once I got old enough to go and give the money myself, once I was old enough to walk.
I think.
Without. You know,
I think your parents did you a tremendous service by doing that, by sending you to church to put the envelope in the offering.
Yes.
Because you were going to school, right? And you had to pay up.
Right. It was part of a kind of a payment plan you could give to for your tuition.
Right.
For the Catholic school there. If you didn't have the whole money at the time. It was called mandatory offertory.
Yes.
And it was just basically a payment plan. So you could drop $10 a week or $20 a week, but you fucking had to drop that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they sent the biggest, scariest nun to your house to shake you down.
But then you were able to have that Catholic school education, correct?
Right, and science?
By sending you... Not having to go to church and just paying that money, I think that probably opened your eyes, made you a little wiser. Bullshit talks, money walks.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's part of it because I can't. We've talked about my atheism. I don't know where it came from. I don't have one of these, you know, deconversion moments where I was like, "This is bullshit!" All of a sudden, and the skies parted and knowledge seeped into my brain all at once. I can't remember not. Being an atheist. And even when I was really young in Catholic school, there was always a vibe of, you know, I can remember fifth grade specifically being taught stuff in religion by that time and thinking, this is all bullshit.
Right.
So that's what, 11 years old?
Yeah.
But that was because of the good science education that the other nun down the hall gave me. So,
did they wear full habits when they taught?
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, some of them. But the interesting part of that is that the scary thing, I guess they taught me to think is what the good thing is.
Right.
But they
made you an upstart, a pain in the ass.
Right. And the whole Catholic thing is, you know, they believe in evolution. They believe in the Big Bang. They'll give you that.
Oh, okay. Oh, how
nice.
All
the science and all
that.
Don't
wear a condom, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's horrific.
Right.
There were still things that I was like, I remember being early on thinking, well, you know, they're waving that Bible around, but then they say, well, the old stuff, the Old Testament, you know, that most of that stuff probably didn't happen.
Right.
That's what we're taught, at least.
Yeah.
As Catholics, that it's metaphorical or allegorical or it's
sure.
a story to keep dumb people in line. But then the New Testament stuff, all of a sudden.
Oh, that's...
Well, that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
So I remember as a kid being like, well, why? Wait a minute.
Because that shit in the Old
Testament...
The first
half of the book is bullshit.
It's hard to swallow.
But
it's
this
weird.
Guy walked on water and brought people back from the dead and he came back himself and stuff. That really happened.
Yeah.
But all that bullshit... In that old part, you know, that's just a story.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm raised Protestant, and I went to secular school, and we all
in the South.
Yeah, but you goddamn right, we prayed before our music. We did a musical. I remember that where it was a musical, and our choir teacher who directed the play, she's like, "Okay, guys, gather around. I if we could all just join hands and bow our heads before we go on stage tonight." Oh,
wait,
shit.
Wait, did they say, like, a Jesus prayer? Or did
No, they prayed to Satan. Yes, they said a Jesus prayer. Holy
wow.
shit. Dude, take a knee before football, before any kind of organized event, any after-school activity, any show choir, and praying. I'm praying next to some guy who's a pretty talented singer, but I remember thinking, you're praying and all these people in this high school play, they're just about 10 minutes away from going to musical theater school and becoming, you know,
and
totally
sucking
gay.
Each other's parts.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's parts.
So dumb.
Of all races and genders.
Gotta remember the craziest thing about doing high school plays. I remember one time I was walking around backstage looking for something, I forget which, and there's this chair backstage that I would sit on before I made an entrance, and I believe it was Once Upon a Mattress that was, by the way, it was on Broadway. It was a Carol Burnett star vehicle.
It was.
Musical theater moment. And I remember the chair I usually sat on, I looked on it, somebody had taken a big shit on it.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you. I shit you not. I didn't say it like that, but I don't know.
What?
There was a big, gigantic pile of shit on the chair. And I didn't know what else to do, so I told my teacher, I was like, listen, I don't know what to tell you, but I think someone went to the bathroom all over this chair. And then she went, look, she's like, what? And she looked at it, she's like, you're right, somebody used the bathroom on that chair. And I was like, yeah.
Someone shit
yeah.
on a chair.
Yep. Welcome to the South.
Jeez.
And she said something like, she was like, ah, that person just must have been sick or something.
Oh, she's probably like, it's that drunken custodian again. God damn it. She knew exactly who it was.
I didn't want to be the one to find it because then I naturally was like, what if somebody thinks it was me?
Right.
It wasn't. I don't know. How horrible. That school's just a horror scene, especially like public school. So gross, dude. Yeah, like, I think back to, like, you know, eating lunch in public school, at least elementary school, junior high, high school, the cafeteria situation, a nightmare.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. So gross. I remember one time we had these disgusting brownies. And you might ask yourself, how do you fuck up a brownie? Go to Georgia, go to high school. They'll show you. I remember one time this kid.
How did they fuck up a brownie?
This is gross. It was flavorless.
Like rubbery or? Oh.
Yes, gross. Rubbery. I remember one time this kid, no one ate the brownie, so this kid started this project with his brownie. We all donated our brownies to his project. He made a gigantic turd-looking thing out of this brownie, and then made a big scene. He went into
Are
the middle
sure
of the lunch.
That's why it wasn't sitting on that chair?
No, it wasn't. Oh, the okay. guy made this big scene. He took this turd, went in the middle of the cafeteria, and just chomped down on it. He was some skater dude. He was into the Smiths and the Dead Kennedys. He was a real problem child. We probably all thought
probably
he was
a millionaire
Satan
now.
Worshiper. Oh yeah. Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Got into tech sure. and he's a millionaire now.
Yeah. He invented LinkedIn or something.
Right.
Who knows?
So what else is going on? We've got don't forget to follow us on the Facebook. All kinds of fun things.
Yay.
Going on there. So in Texas they have finally at least wisened up a little bit, and these two publishers have said, you know what, we're not going to put that bullshit in to the textbooks that are going out.
Why
so
not
a victory really? Publishers are removing the climate change denial
but why
from
not?
School books.
What's the point though? What are you going to do, make everybody in Texas smart all of a sudden?
Well, but you maybe try not to contribute to their stupidness.
I guess. All of a sudden they're going to figure out the world's round and then we evolve from other things, and it's not like, oh, you think they're going to have an aha moment walking
I hope so. I mean, yeah, I would think so.
You're saying
I think kids that are brought up,
you have hope,
and I believe it's a form of child abuse if you bring your kid up thinking the world's 6,000 years old.
Oh, I do too.
Bring them up to believe in Jesus and God and all that stuff.
Yes.
Rock on with your hard-ons.
Good job.
Or without your hard-ons. If you're
Whichever.
A Christian, you're not into that.
Take a pill.
But when you start absolutely contradicting scientific fact that's right in front of your fucking face because, nope, my little book over here says it's got to be different, that's when I have issue.
It's you.
Great issue.
Absolutely.
It's out there all the time, all these memes, but saying different forms. But
meme.
If science and facts contradicts with your religion, then your religion is wrong.
Right.
Your religion is wrong. I have faith. I have faith. Irritating as fuck.
I have faith in the Chicago Cubs this year. They're going to be so good.
You said that again, man.
I know. But what one off season?
As an atheist, I don't believe in whammies. But don't put the whammies on the fucking Cubs.
There's so many whammies. You could put on it. Doesn't matter.
It's been 100 years of whammies.
There's whammy upon whammy upon whammy piled upon the Cubs. They're hopeless. But damn it, this year will be the year.
Yeah. Well, Adrian Peterson can't say that.
Oh, fuck him.
Did you see Adrian Peterson? Before I look it up, I want to say he's a Minnesota Viking, I believe.
Minnesota. Those are the scariest fans on the planet. Am I right? The Vikings?
Pittsburgh?
I went and saw Chicago Philly. Bears versus the Vikings. And that parking lot, that tailgating scene around that disgusting, ugly-looking Soldier Field. They fucked Soldier Field up, honestly. But it looks like a toilet landed in a Coliseum. But the Viking fans are ridiculous. They're like Vikings. They're like actual fucking Vikings.
Well, they've got the outfits. So when are the? Do you think eventually they're gonna? The Vikings are gonna get upset that they're being used.
Like, oh yeah, they're being marginalized. Yeah, they're being marginalized. I do.
The actual Vikings people.
Right. The Vikings, boy. Do you think you'd last a day in Viking land when back in the day when you used to have to row a boat across an ocean?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I mean, they kill me in a second. Yeah.
I would have died.
Can I have a horn of mead?
As a wispy little stick insect of a child that I was, I would have died.
I think they might have turned me into a woman back then. They just been like, you? You? Come here!
It's only good for one thing.
Somebody put some coconut shells on his chest.
put a wig on him. Barrel.
Yeah. Bring me some mead, stupid.
Adrian Peterson suspended for at least the rest of the season. Extending the punishment for the child abuse charges that have kept him off the field for 9 weeks.
That's right, dummy.
He's still going to, I don't know. I guess they're going to prorate his $11.75 million salary this year.
Prorate it.
He pleaded no contest on November 4th to reckless assault, which is a misdemeanor.
How old was the kid?
The commissioner.
Two or something?
Yeah, as a toddler, right? With welts on his sack.
God, I hate these fucking football players, man.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell today suspended the Minnesota Vikings running back without pay for the rest of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Right. Soonest he can apply to come back is next April, you know, when they're not playing.
You know, I don't know. That's unfair. I shouldn't. There's not all football players are bad, right?
Correct.
Is that guy? Who's that guy that plays for the Packers? Everybody loved him. He sent his dick to somebody.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Are you suggesting that there's one? That's the only one you can
Brett
think
Favre's
of?
Is nice.
There are many, many great, okay. Cool people in the NFL.
I'm trying to think of a football player that is...
It's like the police. There are a lot of shitheads.
They just don't make the
ruin
news.
That ruin the image,
right,
for the rest of the people.
Herschel Walker was a stand-up guy. Remember him?
Yes,
played for
was.
The New Jersey Generals.
He's going to appeal, I guess. He's allowed to appeal the decision within 3 days.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The NFL Players Association says that the ruling is inconsistent. And that they're going to appeal. So his
inconsistent.
His union standing by him and says they're going to appeal to a neutral arbitrator.
Inconceivable. Name the movie.
The Princess Bride.
Cha-ching.
Peterson said, "I will not allow the NFL to impose a new process of discipline on me. Ignore the CBA. Ignore the deal they agreed to with me and behave without fairness and accountability."
Right. Ignore it all. Ignore the child bleeding out in the corner.
Well, he may have a point about, I mean, he needs to be gone. He needs to be fucking in jail.
Why doesn't somebody do to him what he did to that kid?
And because we're civilized.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anti-Sharia law.
The...
We're talking about Adrian
Peterson. Yeah. He may have a point in that. The football hasn't been real consistent. That Roger Goodell dickwad hasn't been real good about these situations. You'll recall
Ray Rice
smacking his girlfriend to unconsciousness in an elevator.
Yeah, but listen.
And then, we're gonna suspend you for a day. No, then we're gonna suspend you for 3 days. No, wait, we're gonna suspend you for. I mean, this guy doesn't know what's going on.
He's a dickhead. All these rich asshole fuckers that make money. So irritating. Hey, listen. Hey, Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, you'll be fine. Just ask Michael Vick. You'll be fine. You'll be playing again, and everybody will love you, despite whatever atrocities.
Catch let the ball, loose. Run the ball, hit the ball, throw the ball, et cetera.
When is OJ eligible to play again? Is he going to be reinstated to the league anytime soon?
No? When does OJ get out of jail?
I don't think he does.
I think it's not that. I thought it was like not that long.
Oh, really?
Maybe I'm wrong. Or he got some added, maybe, didn't he, or something?
Yeah.
Trying to steal cookies in jail or some shit like that.
Ooh, never do that.
Don't steal cookies in jail.
Prison cookies.
2:37 p.m. here on the West Coast. If it ain't that time, it's a rerun.
Thanks for
listening to us here on the network. Lots of great programming on the network. Holy shit, we're so excited. We're swallowing giant gallons of saltpeter to keep our boners away.
Holy fuck.
There's so much excitement here on the network. Mornings, 8 a.m. Morning Wood, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Rick Wood spinning his certain kind of love for y'all out onto the internets. Then there's us, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. live. Then following us, a rerun of The Cannilinguists from last Saturday. New episodes on Saturdays.
Pass.
And 7 o'clock tonight. It's Tuesday with your Liquid U's. Whip out your Liquid U Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen, mother truckers, and listen to a brand new, hot, steaming, warm, wrapped in a bow for you episode of The Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. tonight, live for the first time.
It's a new one.
Premiering, right. Not live, but premiering for the first time here on the network, 7 p.m. tonight. After that, a rerun of The Decker. Yep. And tomorrow night, a brand new episode of the Daily Upper Decker Weekly Podcast.
That's right. By the way, man, I want to...
We can't get any more shows. Our whole show will be promos.
I know. Did you see that? I got to contact these Upper Decker guys. I want to find out if they're covering this Jose Canseco bullshit.
Yeah.
With his fucking finger! Did you see what happened?
Yes, I saw what happened. We did. We mentioned it a couple...
There's an update.
Oh, there's an update. I didn't see the update.
His fucking finger fell off.
He had it
reattached.
Oh, I didn't know it was put back. I thought he shot it off.
Yeah, and they reattached it, but didn't reattach it
with
too
a
much.
Gun.
Right. Yes,
he may be a very virile man.
Right.
But
he said he was playing poker, and the finger was smelling. It had been smelling. It had been smelling good, and it just kind of fell off. And now he's going to sell it on eBay or something.
Oh, should we bid on?
No,
Jose Canseco's finger?
The network doesn't have that in the petty cash.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Can you auction off your own body parts on fucking eBay? I would think that's not kosher.
Here's a story right here. It's in the HuffPo.
In the Huffington Post. Commie, pinko, liberal, effete rag that it is. Ariana Huffington, welcome to the United States and I make a liberal newspaper.
For sale, maybe. Jose Canseco's dismembered middle finger.
Oh, is that his stump?
Look at that, with a poker thing hanging out of it. The last few weeks have been thumbs down for Jose Canseco's dismembered middle finger. God, who the fuck read
this? He's out of his fucking skull.
David Moy, thumbs down.
I wonder if any of that is residuals left, like bad circulation or anything. Is a residual of all the roids? Can, you know...
Do you think
probably
he was,
has tiny little testicles.
Oh, yeah. Do you think he was really cleaning his gun? Do you think that's how he lost his finger? I mean, that just sounds like bullshit.
No. I think the words, hey, watch this, may have been uttered before he lost his finger.
He tweeted out on the 14th of November, Jose Canseco, okay, well, I might as well tell you. I was playing poker in a tournament last night, and my finger fell off. Someone took a video of it. My finger should have been amputated from the beginning. It was very loose, with no bone to connect to it.
But
it was also smelling really bad.
Oh,
he tweeted that out.
Well, who put What kind of a doctor put his finger back on? And did they tell him that this was a possibility?
Look at this fucking gun he shot himself with. That's it's a nice one. Oh, it's stupid. Don't glorify
that's
this.
It's nice. It's like .45.
Do you see the handle of it, or what do they call it? The stock or the...
Yeah. Does it say...
That's a scorpion. He has a golden scorpion on the handle of his...
Does it say what caliber that is? It looks like a larger caliber. .45 caliber
.45. Remington that shot my finger off. It's for sale as well.
There you go, on eBay.
The eBay ad will read, slightly used middle finger with 462 home runs could be used as a stirring straw for drinks. Jose Canseco is a big, fat fucking comedian. I didn't know that. How stupid.
Gross. Beyond gross.
The 45 caliber.
I can't imagine that you're able to do that, you're able to sell.
He didn't know.
You can't sell a gun on.
He's a dipshit.
You can't sell a gun on eBay either.
I would challenge him to list anything on eBay without help. He's a fucking simpleton. Yeah, the 45 caliber Remington was a chrome mirror finish with custom grips, with crystals and gold plating in the grips. It's a nice gun.
Amazing.
Well,
probably worth a fucking fortune, too.
Jeez.
Didn't he have insurance or anything?
I don't know.
Is he working?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was at a poker tournament. I'm sure he got paid.
Right.
Do you think he got paid to show up and play poker?
I think he plays. I think he's one of these guys that's out on the poker tour now. Maybe. Yeah. And maybe he gets paid to show up, but if he's going to show up and have body parts fall off, I'll go watch him.
What the hell? I mean, when he was a really great baseball player, he was fun to watch. Yeah. He would just hit the living shit out of the ball. But, of course, he was like a super person on crazy steroids.
A lot of batshit crazy going on out there in the world today. We already talked about Adrian Peterson. That's our little sports moment. And
Jose Canseco.
We've got our little sports section here. Don't forget to listen to the Daily Upper Decker. Wednesdays, 8 p.m. premieres here on the network.
Such a great show. I love it.
Did you hear about what's going on in, before we get to the headlines?
Yes.
This is cool science and shit that crab diving approves of.
Okay.
Here. We were talking about it a little bit earlier offline, but New York City is announced plans yesterday that they're going to reconfigure.
Oh, this is cool.
All of the ratty old payphone kiosks or their old payphones.
Yeah.
That nobody fucking uses now except people that you look at them and you're like, why is anybody using that payphone? They're going to turn them into little Wi-Fi hotspots.
Right.
For free.
Oh, cool.
Like free Wi-Fi starting early next year. And they're, you know, this kind of goes along with the net neutrality thing. It's like
sure.
That everybody should have access to the intranets for free and fast.
And you told me the speeds were going to be great.
They're going to replace the payphones with up to 10,000 towers.
Oh, cool.
That offer passersby free Wi-Fi, free nationwide calling.
Hello.
And a charging station.
Cool. Oh, so you can plug your device in there and charge away.
The conversion plan it's off to committee, but they think it's going to be approved. They say that the 20% of New Yorkers don't have high-speed internet access at home. 11% don't even have a computer. And they're saying nationwide, 1 in 4 U.S. houses don't have paid internet. That's crazy.
That is crazy because it's so expensive to live in New York anyway. You cannot live cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
And they're saying that minorities disproportionately use mobile devices as their primary means to access the internet. So poorer people maybe can't afford the fucking Time Warner cable cunts or Comcast cunts or whoever your cable cunt is. That gives your internet service.
Yeah.
AT&T cons. We don't want to leave them out.
No, I've been paying them monthly for my cell phone since the mid 90s, and my service has been average at best. But yet I've stuck with them over the years, more than a decade, and they never thank me. I never get a Christmas card.
Minorities mostly. That's their only means of using the internet.
Yeah.
Like they'll get cell phone service, and that's the only way they get on the internet. Or not minorities, but all poor people.
Right.
And minorities.
Yes.
So when the Republican fuckwads are talking about not having net neutrality,
yeah,
that's who they're going to disenfranchise. Is, well, you know, the poor people.
Wow.
We'll just give them slower internet.
Wow, that's so weird.
And it just so happens that it's brown people.
Yes.
Who vote Democrat.
Right. When is the GOP going to disenfranchise rich white people? Why don't they do that every once in a while? I mean, my God, it's always with the minorities and poor guys.
Well, nobody's ever going to disenfranchise anybody rich.
Why?
Rich anybody, regardless of your color. I think if you can wave the money around.
Yeah, that helps.
They don't mind.
You know, that's such a great thing for New York. I mean, even like you could plug your phone, you could charge your phone at one of these.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking brilliant. I think the way to live in New York, if you could have some sort of, this would be a great invention, some sort of self-contained home suit.
Like a hamster bubble? A hamster wheel?
Yeah. Something that, like, when you're walking around, you're like, okay, time to go to bed. You could press a button and you... Whatever you're wearing, you could sort of, a jacket or some one piece could puff out to the size of like a coffin, and you could just go to sleep wherever you are, but it's totally secure so nobody could fuck with you. Why not? I mean, you've seen the rents in New York. It's expensive.
There's, I saw another story today. I don't have it open, but I'm going to try to remember it. I know it was definitely Palo Alto here in California. They had passed an ordinance and we're getting, deservedly got shit for it. And I think the California Supreme Court said it wasn't cool anyway, but they were trying to outlaw sleeping in your car.
Oh, fuck off.
Or any kind of a vehicle.
What?
And they finally, I think, the Supreme Court here or some court here said, you can't do that. You can't
eat a
do
dick.
That. And now they finally... Even though it was overturned anyway, I guess Palo Alto, the council voted to overturn that, to get rid of that ban on people sleeping. And they interviewed one guy who is living with his mother in a van while he goes to night school, to college. And during the day, he's like flipping burgers or some shit.
Oh, God, what a great sitcom, though.
And they go to like the Y or something to shower.
Yeah.
And... The guy is like, I can't afford a house.
Right.
Or an apartment. We can't afford it.
You can make it against the law for me to sleep in my van with my mother, but just know that this is not my choice.
And yet the Republicans would say, well, hey, you ain't working hard enough. Work harder.
Right.
Get a better job. He's in school.
Guy lives in a fucking conversion van. We don't even know if it's a conversion van. What kind of van?
It could be a minivan.
Right. God, I met a guy, holy shit, I met this comic at a show this weekend, and he is living in a van, and it's a minivan, oh my God.
Hmm. Well,
it's hardcore,
dude.
He can
go to Palo Alto now and sleep in it,
right.
And he'll be okay.
I mean, that's such a dumb law, like, no one is like, you know what, I'm going to get one over on the government today, I'm going to go sleep in my car.
Right.
If you're sleeping in a vehicle, it's not...
You'd probably rather not be.
You have no choice.
Yeah.
That is why you're sleeping in a car. I have tons of options.
But there's no empathy on the right. 0.0.
Hey.
Especially those screaming Christian assholes. The worst of the worst. Of
right.
The every story we have on this fucking show of Christians yelling and screaming and pointing and hating.
Yes. Hey, dumbass, asleep in your Dodge Neon. What, you couldn't sleep in your vacation home?
Right.
God.
I think we could probably, what time is it, 2:50 p.m.? We can go for a few.
God, I'm just thinking about the fact that the Supreme Court has to tell us that it's okay to sleep in your motherfucking car.
They hate the poor.
God.
They hate helping people.
You know what that's like?
It's a horrific mindset that I don't understand. They're clutching their guns and their Bibles, terrified that anyone is coming to take anything of theirs. Their shit, their God, their pristine white daughters are going to be sullied by something brown.
Yeah, we hate this. This ridiculous. Society hates the poor so much. We did this story a long, long time ago that wherever there's a nice flat space where someone could sit down in public, we put spikes on it. It's
like pigeons to keep the pigeons off of the. Off of the,
it's bullshit.
The rafters or whatever. Yeah.
Dude, I'm walking down. I was walking through MacArthur Park the other day, and you walk by this building, nice big condo. It's a little section that's gentrified a little bit. MacArthur Park is a kind of a shitty area of L.A. Mm-hmm. It's in between Koreatown and Los Angeles.
Yes.
You're welcome for the geography lesson. But I saw, like, there was a place on this building that you could sit. It was nice, a long, flat surface if you're waiting on the bus or just hanging out or whatever. But the building has little bumps on it. If you look, it's like little spiky bumps all over it.
So that you can't lay down.
Yeah,
you get skewered.
God, that's just so... And it's so homeless people don't sit there. Hey, fuck you. Don't put that shit on your building. Have some compassion. Somebody without a house wants to sit down for a second.
I wish I would have taken this meme. I thought I did a copy or whatever, but I saw one on the internets. Oh, I did. I put it on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. A record 2.5 million children in the U.S. were homeless at some point in 2013. And the United States leads the developed world in child poverty, ahead of everybody but Romania. The developed world.
What's wrong with Romania? God, it must be our horrible.
Country.
Yeah.
The alleged greatest country on the planet leads the developed world in child poverty. Fuck you, GOP.
Right. That is just amazing. And nobody wants to raise the minimum wage or vote for anybody that wants to raise the minimum wage.
And fuck Ronald Reagan and his being duped by... the corporate elite, because I don't think Reagan was evil. I don't think he understood what the fuck he was talking about.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's like fucking...
Ron, you want trickle-down economics. Just go out there and say that. Well, I want trickle-down economics.
They're like, do you think, what do they think? They say, hey, Nancy, will you run his lines with him? He didn't seem a little shaky this morning on the run-through.
It doesn't work. It hasn't worked.
Tear down that wall. Nailed it!
That was a good moment for him. That was whoever wrote that line for him.
Oh yeah, he hit his mark. He stood right in the light.
Yeah.
Do you think he thought of that off the cuff, or somebody gave it to him?
No, absolutely, it was written.
Bed Dime for Bonzo didn't think of that on his own.
It was. Check out our Facebook. I said trickle down economics needs to be taken out behind the bar and shot.
Ooh. I agree with you.
It's true.
I was like, ooh, good point.
It's been the bane of this society, the unfettered Cokey.
Yes.
And K-O-C-H-Y.
Sure.
Koch brother. And I don't mean them, you know, frequently when I use the Koch brothers, I'm using them as an example of just that mustache-twitching evil.
The little guy on the Monopoly board.
Rich fuckwads who are unconcerned or so detached. Again, I don't necessarily think the Koch brothers are evil. They wake up every morning twisting their mustaches, think, how are we going to kill all the poor people today? Maybe in their deluded, secluded, white, privileged brains, they think it's going to somehow help people to not help them.
Right.
And that's some Republican came out today and said something about, I think it might have been Scott Walker, that fuck. From Wisconsin, that slime ball.
Yeah, he sucks.
I can't wait for him to run for president. God, I hope he does. They're going to drag that vampire slug out into the light, and all of his dirty laundry is going to smell for the world to see, and he'll be humiliated like fucking Governor Ultrasound ended up. There's nothing more
vindicating. What's going on with him, by the way? Is he in jail?
He's appealing, right, so you know.
I'd appeal too.
he gets to be out and free.
Why doesn't somebody like that just find? You know that guy's got money hidden somewhere. Why does he pull a Ken Lay, fake his death, and go off to Aruba?
He might not have that much money.
Sit on the beach. Oh, really?
He doesn't have that much money.
He doesn't have Ken Lay money.
Not Ken Lay money.
Ken Lay, alive or dead? At Vile Experience, your thoughts? Oh, you think he's alive?
Again, I'm not a tinfoil hat guy, but goddamn, that was an amazing coincidence.
It was an amazingly timed heart attack.
That somebody who I mean, wasn't he allegedly like healthy? Like he wasn't, he had been diagnosed or anything. I thought it was one of these sudden, oh my God, he's suddenly dead things.
Do you ever have a death scene in a play or a movie?
I'm just saying.
I know. Have you ever have to portray a, did you ever have to die on stage?
Yes.
And you did a pretty good job, right?
I hope so.
How much money was put into that scene? And it was realistic. Probably not much.
Right.
Just think about what Ken Lay could do.
Right.
But do you think he, did he pass away? Do you think when they were planning his death, it was in a room full of people?
Well, I'm not saying they did. He might have just, you know, passed away, and I feel bad for his family and those that cared for him. But he was an evil, scum-sucking corporate.
I mean, I feel bad for
leech on society. Families fuck.
That don't have any money because of what he did.
Right.
You know, I think he faked his death, and I think he's, you know.
Sitting on an island somewhere.
Yeah.
The Shah of Iran.
He had his face,
you know. He's got to be dead by now. The Shah's got to be dead by now.
The Shah of Iran is dead.
The Shah of Iran was one of those that they said was spirited off somewhere, and when they said he died, he really didn't, because everybody, you know, there's fatwas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fatwa?
Fatwa.
Is that what?
Yes.
Right?
That's
jihad, fatwa.
What's the difference between a fatwa and a jihad?
A jihad is an actual, I think, a war. It's an actual.
It's a broad
battle. It's a broad war. You're declaring war. Whereas a fatwa, I think, is an edict from a mullah.
Oh, really?
Like you can issue a fatwa. I think it's just a rule. I don't think a fatwa means go kill somebody. I think you issue a fatwa that says go kill somebody. But I could be wrong. You could issue a fatwa that says drink more milk.
See, that's a
I could be 100%. I'm going to look it up right now. I could be. I'm just speculating out of my asshole.
You think in Iran or wherever, do you think they, in Microsoft Word, in Muslim countries, do you think, you know how like there's templates for like memos?
Yeah, probably.
Is there a fatwa template?
A Microsoft fatwa?
Right.
In the Islamic faith, it's a term for the legal opinion or learned interpretation that a qualified jurist or mufti can give on issues pertaining to Islamic law. So it's
a mufti.
It's a declaration of opinion for someone that's qualified on Islamic law. So it's not necessarily even, we're issuing a fatwa. It's not a death sentence. Right. It means it's a. The ruling itself is the fatwa.
Oh, okay.
And they rule that we're going to kill you.
Oh, yeah. That could be contained.
Is the fatwa,
Interesting.
Correct.
Gosh, man. I mean, I don't really want to get into the Muslim religion and shit too
Insane.
Much because I don't want to get, you know, my head cut off somewhere, you know. But, I mean, did they, like, have crazy, like the Catholics have all this crazy stuff. Like
yes.
Transubstantiation. Do they have anything comparable? The Muslim religion, you never eat the body of the guy that starts with an M. Are we allowed to say it?
Muhammad? Yes.
I mean, did they have something like that? You know, like you have the blood and the body of Christ?
I don't know if they did communion of any sort. I have no fucking idea, to be honest with you. And I do have a story, though. We got to take a break here. Middle of the top of the hour break.
The religion moment here at Crab Diving.
But we got a story that is going to make me swear a lot. I'm going to need to get some whiskey for this one coming up.
I'm just going to get some whiskey.
Here on the break because this story, again, just makes me fucking crazy. This is like that guy, that fucking asshole father of those twins. Jesus, the HGTV twins that got...
Oh, gosh, those guys.
They didn't get their show because people, I don't know, found tapes of them saying
right.
that... Gays should go to hell.
I'm an enormous homophobic bigot. They can't have my show about house flipping.
But
nobody likes you.
That motherfucker father of theirs who was sending his evil flying monkey minion Christo fascist assholes to disrupt other religious services like that Unitarian Church in Louisiana. We talked about that one day. They infiltrated them. They sat there like the slithering, slimy snakes that they are and waited in a Unitarian service. And when the Unitarians, who are like the harp seals of religion. I mean, they lay there and take fucking anything. The Unitarians are like kumbaya to the millionth degree.
They're fine.
The when they got to a moment of silence for a departed member of their church, these Christian cunts stood up and took off their shirts, and they had like only Jesus Saves t-shirts on, started yelling and screaming, blasphemers, blasphemers. They broke into someone else's religious ceremony.
That's nuts.
They're itching. Assholes. They're itching to have their fucking churches kicked in, the doors kicked in. I mean, that's what it's going to come to, is people are going to start fighting back.
Yeah.
None of it should be happening. And as a as an atheist, I think it's all hoogity boogity bullshit.
Sure.
But I would never advocate
no.
the disruption of somebody's hoogity boogity stupid bullshit, as long as it ain't hurting nobody.
Nah, I got too much stuff going on my own. I don't need to disrupt your religious services.
So I don't
I'll send Kate. Yeah, we'll send Kate after those guys.
I don't advocate violence, but I might. I'll dial 911, but I might wait a couple minutes before I hit send if some of these people are getting the shit beaten out of them for doing this kind of
these
stuff.
These evil guys?
These people who are disrupting these services.
That sucks. That
on either side. I don't think that's cool. I don't think when Pussy Riot did it in Russia, it was cool. When they busted into the Russian Orthodox.
Yeah.
Now, the reaction and their imprisonment and incarceration and torture and beatings and stuff, a little over the top.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But
Free Pussy Riot.
You know, I don't think that should happen either.
No.
Let people have their sacred moments, whether you think it's bullshit or not.
We all have our theater we enjoy.
But we got a new one.
No.
A mega hag.
No, no.
Who has done something similar. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Mega hag.
On the other side. we got some music. I'm already getting all fired up.
Really,
very little these people do bothers me more than shit like
that. What do you want? Jack? Jameson?
I don't know.
Is this a vodka moment?
No vodka.
You don't like, you straight vodka on the rocks?
No. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah.
So we got a little Ray Sterling coming up on the interim.
Yes.
With a really cool song called Trouble Me.
I hope I refill the ice cube tray.
And then it's going to be followed. I did. And then it's going to be followed by Hammer and Nails, Matthew Fisher. Then we might not get through that one all the way, but we'll come back in three or four minutes. Go take a hit, take a shit, take whatever y'all need to get through the next part of the day. We know we will, but we'll be back with more fun and games here on Crab Diving Tuesday.
Liquid you.
I can't hide from you in my sleep. I might have buried you a bit too deep. Now I carry you around. You're my shadow underground. I know the visions are not real, but I still like the way they
are back. A little bit of Matthew Fisher with Hammer and Nails there. And before that was Ray Sterling with Trouble Me. I think those were on iTunes, right? Or
yes.
YouTube-ish or somewhere.
Ray Sterling has a YouTube channel. You can find her music on Facebook. And the other song, was it Matt
Fisher, Hammer and Nails?
Matt Fisher, Rabbit Fire Records.
Rabbit Fire?
Records.
Oh, excellent.
Rabbit Fire Records on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp.
Yeah. That Bring on the Hammer.
Yeah, cool. There's some great music.
Yeah, I sing that all day now. It sounds sad, though. What is it about?
I wasn't listening that closely, I have to admit. I was, looking at some other shit, too.
Hey, cheers, by the way.
Cheers. We
Buchanan's.
Got
Buchanan's.
We did.
This is a 12-year-old scotch. This is the kind of level of entertainment you're dealing with, audience.
You know what I can't get out of my head?
What?
Is this one.
He's climbing in your window.
Hell yeah.
He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife. Can't hide your husband because they're raping everybody out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that.
That's the best song.
Huh?
It's the best song.
It's the best song
ever. How could that not have won a Grammy? Motherfucker.
And that guy,
music, CeeLo Green.
I wonder how Antoine's doing now. He was supposedly cast the desire for starfish out of his soul, and he was like getting married or something. I don't know.
I mean, don't you think that guy's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and his insanity will be the driving force in his life?
It's so sad, though.
Until he gets some antipsychotics.
Somebody interviewed him, and it really is sad to see him, because he was, gay with all capital letters, and now all of a sudden to be pretending that he found Jesus and realized the sin of his ways, taking men's semen into his body, that it's just something weird about
Do
it.
Like
he's all Stepfordy now.
Spit take
Don't
with
spit
this
take.
Amazing scotch.
Good scotch.
Honestly, relax over there.
Don't spit take.
Trying
good
to drink
scotch.
This. Get my drink on.
3:11 p.m. here on the West Coast. 4:56:11 out on the East Coast. If you're listening to us out there, thanks. If it ain't that time, that means you're probably listening to a replay of the show. We rerun it several times throughout the day here on the Crab Diving Network.
Go fuck yourself.
You can always listen 24 hours. Our stream is going.
Right. Tweet us.
A lot of beer.
Right.
And 24/7 the stream's going here at crabdiving.com.
Talk to us via Twitter.
/listen or /live. Either one will fucking work. We are equal opportunity motherfuckers.
That's right. At Crab Diving. Let us know what you're drinking on.
On the Twitter, we're drinking. What are we drinking? Some really good fucking scotch.
12-year-old Buchanan's.
Buchanan's.
Delicious.
Pat Buchanan? Do you think Pat Buchanan's involved in that?
Let me tell you something. He has nothing to do with heaven in a glass, my friend.
All right.
He's busy building a wall between us and Mexico. He doesn't have time for fucking scotch.
Yeah, Pat Buchanan hasn't said anything. You know what? This shows how terrifying our climate is now. That Pat Buchanan, shit he says, is like...
Oh, I know.
Is nothing.
He's a lightweight.
The horrific, bigoted, isolationist... uber conservative shit that Pat Buchanan still comes out with. He's still way anti-immigration, but nothing compared to these professional fuckwads that are have infiltrated the right. They're all fucking crazy.
That was the great thing. I always love watching the McLaughlin group because Pat Buchanan.
Eleanor?
Pat Buchanan was definitely the guy on the far right in that little quartet, usually, right? Him and
yes, depending on who they brought in that other chair, sometimes
that's true.
There was an even more conservative, but Pat usually holds
Eleanor
down.
Clift on the left, But the show would end and they'd roll the credits and you just see them all sit there. Most of them probably disagreed with one another about a lot of things.
Yes,
but those credits would roll and they'd sit there and you could see them joking around
civilly.
It was as if.
Yeah, that shit doesn't happen anymore.
You could not put Louis Gohmert in there. I mean, listen, I don't agree with anything Pat Buchanan says. You know what I mean? But I like listening to him.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
You know, this is the sound that's really going on in Louis Gohmert's head when he's saying that
ready
shit.
Ready for your massages.
Yeah, you know, before
massages.
Before they went into battle.
Massages!
Massages.
It's massages. He's so stupid. So, Pat Buchanan's not fucking stupid. He's just a fucking lunatic right-wing nut job.
Right.
But I could listen to him talk about shit.
And Pat Buchanan's from that old school where you could, you know, you could be a minion of evil, but still go sit and have a beer with somebody, and still be civil,
right,
with people.
I can't imagine
having a beer with Steve King.
I mean, the Tea Party,
or Michelle fucking Bachman,
has given birth to a bunch of shitheads that make lib hippies like ourselves reminisce about somebody like
Pat Buchanan.
You know what I mean?
We're wistful for the Pat Buchanan day.
Damn.
Brilliant.
Oh, I miss Orrin Hatch. I mean, motherfucker.
Oh, that fucker's still around.
I know.
So let's get into this. I'm going to get good and fired up. I've just got a little bit of scotch in me now to try to quell the ire about this story.
There's more scotch, by the way. Let me know.
Excellent.
I'll send Kate for it.
So there was a lot of butthurt going on.
Ouchie.
When it was announced that the first ever grab your anus.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
It's about to clamp shut. The first ever Muslim prayer service.
Oh, cool.
Was being held at the National Cathedral.
Oh, yes. I remember this story. I think I twatted about it or something.
The first Muslim prayer service ever hosted at the National Cathedral was last Friday.
Okay.
Dozens of Muslims were kneeling in prayer.
Cool.
On prayer rugs.
Ha!
It had come up. I don't even know who. I forget. I think it was, there was a different church that had said we should let these guys in. Anyway,
right.
Since 1907, this says the Episcopal Church, which is our national church.
Yes.
Or the National Cathedral, apparently they call it.
Good for us.
Neo-Gothic Episcopal Church has been used for state funerals for three presidents, number of presidential prayer services, hosted services for diplomats, dignitaries, organizers, said that they hope the service on Friday, when Muslims traditionally gather for prayers. So I guess
yes,
the Christians have Sunday, the Jews do Saturday, right? Apparently the Muslims do Friday. I didn't know that. It's
wow.
Nice of them to rotate so we can have shit open.
coordinate the time when you're going to talk to somebody in the clouds, could you?
In the clouds.
God's in the cloud. He is.
He. God is the original cloud services.
Oh, he is. That's true.
The So they said that they hoped that having our Muslim brothers and sisters in delusion in the cathedral,
but it's inclusive,
would foster interfaith, I don't know, understanding.
Yeah. Oh yes.
And the T word,
what?
Tolerance.
Oh, transgender.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the first thing that pops into your mind for,
yes,
for T
word.
Hmm.
That's my first word, man. That's my first T word right now. It's in position one. What's your first M word?
Motherfucker.
I was going to say M&Ms.
There you go.
That didn't make any sense.
So, during the service.
Yes.
Christine Weick, W-E-I-C-K.
Right.
W for witch, E for...
Is she evil?
Enema drinking cunt bag, I for... Anyway, it's W E I C K.
Right.
50 years old.
Wait,
read
wait.
About the event that it was going to be happening.
Enema starts with an E.
W E I C K.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got you.
She read about the event that was going to happen, this Muslim prayer event.
Right.
On Drudge.
Oh, come on.
And I don't think she went to Drudge like we go to Drudge.
Not in an ironic fashion?
Correct.
It's weird, I think,
to show our listeners to point and laugh.
Do you think it's odd that Drudge uses words to reach out to their base? Because, I mean, let's be honest.
Short words.
Yeah, okay.
They do use frightening words. like Muslim and homo.
Right.
And black.
Jihad!
She said, my blood... I don't even know that she talks like this.
Okay.
But she's getting a southern accent.
Yeah. Nice. Go ahead.
Christine Wyke said, my blood began to boil as I read the comments of how this is to be such a wonderful event and how religious tolerance can, for the first time, be shown in our nation's capital. So her blood's boiling.
Oh, yes.
At the suggestion of religious tolerance in the nation's capital.
And if your blood was actually boiling, I think you'd be dead. Am I right?
It would be unpleasant.
Yes, okay.
So during Friday's prayer service, Christine Wyke stood up.
Yay.
Began walking towards the front of the cathedral,
da, 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 da.
Screaming, Jesus Christ died on that cross. He is the reason we are to worship only him. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. She screamed. We have allowed you your mosques in this country. Why don't you worship in your mosques and leave our churches alone? We are a country founded on Christian principles.
Oh, shit. God, it's so embarrassing.
It just shows the restraint.
I'm embarrassed of America.
It really shows the restraint of these people and of the Unitarians before them when those Christianists did the same thing to their event in Louisiana. That
they're tolerant of her intolerance.
That they didn't just grab her and beat the living shit out of her. It's very tolerant of them.
Absolutely.
To do that, because let's recast for a moment, Ryan.
Okay.
In our minds. Let's fade in.
Star wipe.
Fade in. The National Mosque.
Oh, yes.
Zoom and in. Have been allowed some Christians who are doing their Christian prayer.
Yes.
And in walks a Muslim screaming.
Right. Oh, my God.
Saying, get out of our mosque. This is evil.
You know, I'm going to...
And it wasn't like this is like St. Joe's down the street that they just decided to take over on an afternoon. This is the National fucking Cunting Cathedral.
Right.
That's what it's called officially.
Well...
And there is a public spaciness to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not just... They didn't come into this asshole's church in butt-fuck Utah, wherever the hell she lives, and throw the prayer rugs down on the ground. This is a national spot.
By the way, if butt-fuck Utah existed, I would move there.
Right.
I would move there. I would move there, and I would dedicate my life to getting on the game show Wheel of Fortune just so I could say, Ryan Fiverr's here from...
You just want Pat Sajak to say buttfuck Utah?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Or Alex Trebek, either. I'm not getting on Jeopardy. But I think I could get on Wheel of Fortune. You ever try for Jeopardy?
I have not.
Why? I bet you get on. Like a motherfucker.
Too much.
You read so much.
Too much stress.
What?
No.
Winning all that money?
I'd rather get on a stupid show and wear a costume.
That is a stupid show. Just say what is da 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 da. Just remember to phrase it in the form of a question.
Yeah, but you got to know stuff and think.
You know plenty of shit.
You have to be able to recall it in a short amount of time. On this show, we've proven I can't recall shit for shit.
Pat Vile disqualified for taking a toke during the commercial break.
How dare you?
Can I perform... Hi.
So that she expected this hag, this Christo hag, expected to get arrested, but was politely escorted out. She said, they never said a word to me. Two guys came up and got me. I remember one large man in a suit taking me by the arm very strongly, but he did not hurt me.
Okay. Good for you.
After she was... After she was ejected, she got into her SUV and began the 400-mile trip back to Tennessee.
Oh, God. It is a Southerner. It's a Southerner. Oh, my God.
Where she says...
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? She should move to Palo Alto. She says she lives in her car after being disowned by her family because she took a stand against same-sex marriage and other moral issues. So, she found Jesus has turned into a raging, horrific, judgy, preachy, harridan of a hag. Her family can't fucking stand her anymore.
You're a harridan?
Gotten rid of her.
Oh, fuck.
She's
no,
living
can't.
In her car because her own family can't fucking stand her in Tennessee. But she's too Christian nuts for her family in Tennessee.
Damn. I mean, have you got... Go on Craigslist in Tennessee and start looking at how much apartments there are... I think it's cheaper to live in a house than an SUV. I mean, a payment on an SUV's got to be $300-$400 a month. I think you can find a domicile in Tennessee.
Maybe she owns a clear out
for $200. I mean, oh, what an asshole! You know what? Of course, she's a Southerner.
Her husband divorced her last year, so
shocker.
Oh, I'm kind of in an evil way, feeling like she's reaping the hell and hate that she's sowing.
God, now that conflicts with your atheism there, buddy.
But it does not at all. It's not spiritual at all. She's acting like a cunt. Everybody's leaving her.
So you're saying...
It's cause and effect.
You believe in karma! Oh, cause and effect.
Right.
Is different than karma. How?
Because karma is something spirit is... You know.
I'm just kidding. No. So, you're saying she acts like an asshole.
She
drives
everyone
away from her.
Well, she's saying it. She said she was disowned by her family because she took a stand against same-sex marriage and other moral issues.
You know what? They just couldn't stomach her at Thanksgiving anymore and family parties.
And her husband divorced her last year, quote, over a spiritual conflict.
You know, it's weird. I got a divorce, and I wrote the same thing in the reason box on the legal paper.
Right.
Spiritual conflict.
We had a spiritual conflict.
Yeah. I was upset.
She said she knew in advance that the event was for invited guests only. Quote, that's when I knew I had to be creative, and so did God.
Oh, yeah.
So the voice in her head is planning this.
Who do you think God looks like to her? I think God's the image of God in her brain is Michael Landon going out on a limb. I think it's Michael Landon.
No, he might even be too ethnic.
Michael Landon?
I think he had brown eyes.
He's pretty white.
She said, I was driving there on my way from Tennessee, and I've got a lot of doubts in my mind. Am I going to make a fool of myself? Am I going to be in jail for the weekend? So I'm reading from rawstory.com, by the way. During her trip to the nation's capital from Knuckle Drag, Tennessee.
What a waste of a trip, by the way.
She saw
sign
from the Lord.
In toast? Was it in toast?
Quote, there's this woman stepping out of her vehicle on the side of the road, clapping and giving me two thumbs up. And I'm like, that's the strangest thing. The first thing that went through my mind was, that's my confirmation right there. That's all I needed. And from that point on, I knew this was something I'm going to do. I knew that was the catapult that moved me to keep going towards Washington.
Holy fucking
shit. Some woman on the side of the road clapping at cars going by. She knew that the Lord had taken over that woman like a marionette. Crawled up her butt using her like a Muppet.
Yes.
And was clapping and giving her the sign that, yes, this is what you should do. Go to Washington, make a fucking asshole out of yourself in the middle of somebody else's solemn moment.
You know, I do agree with you. What this person did was totally shitty. But here's what I'll say. I think this person is mentally ill.
Organic going on.
I think,
but
we should treat. But dude,
But
she's
okay.
insane.
Okay. Wait till we go over to WND and read some of these comments.
Okay. Oh, we're going to read comments?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. But she's insane. This is like someone that has a disease or something. Like, this person needs...
I think she's possibly...
psychotropic drugs.
But maybe not.
I don't know, man. If you're driving your car down the street and you see someone clapping at who knows what and thumbs up, and you're like, oh, it's a sign for me to drive to Washington...
But that's how they think. That's how you're taught to think or not think.
You got to lay down on a couch and talk to somebody.
Any little thing you can see that reaffirms
that's true.
What's going to happen.
You're looking for it.
Lord, give me a sign. And the pigeon shits on your head. And you're like, well, that's gross. But that pigeon shit is in the sign. It looks like John the Baptist in profile. There you go. The Lord has given me a sign.
I don't know why these people from the South are so crazy. Because when you were doing this story, I didn't know who perpetrated this shit.
Yes.
But the whole time I'm thinking, not a Southerner. Please just
please don't let it be from the South.
You know, it's like I have a friend that he does comedy, and he was telling me, he's talking about 9/11, and you remember when it happened, and this guy, he's from the Middle East, and he was like, please, please, not somebody from the Middle East. And he was like, mm-hmm. oh shit.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Fucking shit. I mean, this isn't...
somebody gets drunk and in a fight, I'm like, please not Irish.
Oh, but it's going to be.
Probably. Just kidding.
Yeah. I knew this chick was from the South.
Now, listen to this. Now, this is like a Jack Bauer episode of 24.
Oh, shit.
With magic.
Chloe.
Because God cast a spell on her and made her invisible.
Oh, really?
It was a God thing how I got past all that security in the beginning. They never ID'd me, and I had brought my ID with me just in case, and I thought that would be my downfall. What is she doing here? According to reports, this was a heavy security event. They checked every bag and every person that walked in there. I bet some security people are in big trouble today.
Go ahead. I just think, I think this person's crazy. I go back to my original theory. She needs drugs.
After she slipped into the cathedral, she said she felt like God had made her invisible.
Okay. Somebody bring in some pharmaceuticals. Come on. This person's sick in the head.
And that's when it hit her.
Oh, shit.
Then it hit me. I had such an angst come over me. Seeing these Muslims sitting on their rugs, ready to bow to a god, causing such an abomination in the house of the Lord. I took a very strong stand on something last year. My husband divorced me over it. It broke my heart. I have a lot of heartache back home, a lot of hurt. I have no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you have a lot more ahead of you.
She needs to be in a facility with a lot of shady trees around it.
And I felt the Lord telling me, you are going to go from place to place for me.
Right. She needs to be in group.
Don't feel sorry for me, she says. I have a very nice SUV. I go out to eat. I have a bank account. I am just too Dutch to pay 60 or 70 bucks for a hotel every night when I can spend my nights in my car.
Too what?
Dutch.
What does that mean?
Cheap. The Dutch were historically frugal.
That seems a little xenophobic.
It is.
I'm too Dutch.
Well, it is.
Those cheap fucking
I think
Dutch.
It's slightly less offensive than saying I'm too Jewish.
Too Dutch. Does she know that the Dutch took a boat all the way across the Atlantic and took over fucking island in Aruba?
Antilles and shit.
Yeah. I know they're all stoners now, but back then, jeez.
So when she says she's homeless, it's not necessarily that she's destitute. Apparently, she has money, and she's going from place to place, but she doesn't want to spend money on a hotel when she's comfortable in her nice, shiny SUV.
So that's what it means when you go out on a date, we're going Dutch.
Yes.
That's where that comes from. See, now, I always thought that it was came from those Dutch doors where there's one that opens. And I thought it
well, why not?
Was that's derived a, that's from not that. A bad. I didn't know I was being xenophobic.
That's not a bad hypothesis on your part.
Oh, yeah. It's not great. This poor person's nuttier than a fucking fruit cake.
I travel every night from place to place. She said, that's what I was doing when I saw the story on the Drudge Report.
No, don't read Drudge.
So I traveled. I clicked on the link,
Matt Drudge should feel bad, by the way, because this is who you're preying on, you fucking asshole.
He doesn't
give You're making people like this
flying
nuts.
Flying fuck.
He is, though. He. This is his... Fuck him. And that dress of Monica Lewinsky.
Right. So, in the Ross Story report, from which I was just reading...
Ross Story, baby.
There
Love it.
Is a link to the story of the same event on WND, World Net Daily, all birther all the time, all crazy.
Chemtrails!
Christo-fascist fuckwatery going on.
Cha-ching!
Some knuckle-dragging dickwad named Leo Homan wrote...
his poor knuckles.
Listen to how he writes this.
Right. Oh, God.
Listen to the headline.
Oh, God. It's going to piss me off.
Christian booted from National Cathedral speaks out.
Booted.
Doesn't say why she was booted.
No. No why. It's just a fucking article. Who, what, when, where, how, why, right?
Right.
That's the bare minimum.
He goes on, blah, blah, blah. It was supposed to be a shining moment for proponents of the interfaith movement. It was a bold move, never been tried. Leaders of the Episcopal Cathedral said sending prayers up to Allah from a Christian church would show... Now, notice how he spins this. Leaders of the Episcopal Cathedral said sending prayers up to Allah from a Christian church would show the world that two religions at odds with each other for centuries could approach the same God as one body of believers. Ooh. See, nothing drives them nuttier than when you point out to them that kind of technically they worship the same deity.
Right.
Because it's all the Abrahamic God, the Jews, the Muslims, and the Christianists all worship the same God.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
but the way I worship is real special.
Correct. Ours is the right way.
Yeah.
So the
this poor woman, I mean, she's just nuts. That's all. Her brain is fucked.
But no,
up.
But listen to all of these assholes in this. Not only the author of this fucking story on WND,
right?
But I'm gonna scroll down to the comments.
Oh, awesome! I love this.
And I flew into such a rage last night when I was reading these. I couldn't fucking contain myself. I was so pissed off. Anyway, this asshole, the stage was set. The prayer rugs were neatly arranged, facing Mecca.
Fade in.
The lights shone down on the imam for his opening remarks.
Cut to!
Not so fast.
Push in.
Christine Week, 50-year-old Michigan woman. Oh, she moved from Michigan
All
to
right.
Tennessee.
Dolly shot!
With flowing blonde hair, who lives out of her car. Rose from the packed National Cathedral, the hall of halls in terms of religious prominence in America, and moved toward the front of the church.
Pull out for a wide shot!
She pointed to the cross hanging overhead. That cross seemed to be the one thing nobody wanted to look at.
Crossfade.
She told WND Saturday in an exclusive interview.
Ooh.
That cross seemed to be the one thing nobody wanted to look at. Those Muslims couldn't look. It burns their evil Satan-sucking eyes to look up at the Lord.
Amazing grace.
Oh, it's just killing this fucking stupidity of this the Christians in this goddamn country. And then not only, first of all, the Muslims, okay, you're also on the ground with your heads on the ground on some carpets worshiping East. Dumb.
Okay, they're not.
But
relax. No jihad for crab
diving.
But
rock on. You are not moving the ball hairs on me at all with your shit. So it affects me zero.
My ball hairs will not move.
And it's National Cathedral. If we want to rotate Sky Daddies,
yes,
and have different sects in there worshiping and casting right. their spells, rock the fuck on, motherfuckers.
Can you have a Wiccan service in there?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
They should.
Sign me up.
She says, the Muslims had set up their prayer rugs in such a way that their backs were turned on the cross, which they consider an alien religious symbol. This is this guy writing. So this person is painting the picture of this raging, unmedicated lunatic.
Right.
Hurtling towards Washington, D.C. in her ridiculous SUV.
It's fake.
Sees some asshole maybe waving her down for help, for all we know.
This guy!
Maybe someone was being raped on the side of the road, and she's like, help me, please stop. And this woman is like, they were waving to me as a sign of God.
This guy is creating her fucking odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
He's creating a hero.
Yes.
An idol.
He continues, which they consider an alien religious symbol. Jesus was a prophet, but was not the son of God and never died on a Roman cross, according to Muslim teaching.
A Roman cross.
Yet they found themselves staring at a woman who demanded the cross become the center of attention. She then blurted out the message she had traveled all the way from Tennessee to deliver. Then she screamed her bullshit.
Yes.
Which they quote, she immediately heard voices in the crowd yelling for security.
Yeah, they were
black
nervous.
Coat, white scarf, blonde hair, yelled one. We need to get her out of here now, someone else cried out.
Oh my God!
They were yelling for security, and by that point I was already done saying what I had come to say. Wake told WND.
Everybody was probably like a little fucking nervous. They're like, is there bombs strapped to this crazy lunatic? That's what I would think. Whenever I hear somebody start screaming anywhere, I'm like, are they going to blow me up?
She had instantly become a folk hero.
Ooh.
Of sort for thousands, if not millions of Christians who read what happened or watched the video that was posted on the internet.
You know, Woody Guthrie wrote a song about her. Came back from the dead.
Now she wants everyone to know she did not get arrested and she's safely back in her SUV heading back to Tennessee.
Yeah. You can get anything you want.
Listen to this.
At Alice's.
While she was lauded for her bravery.
What? She went into a place and screamed some shit that she shouldn't. You know what I mean? She disrupted something nice.
I mean,
nice.
This really, really makes me want to find out where she goes to church and kick the door in on a Sunday and start screaming spaghetti monster shit.
No. Let's do live crab diving from there.
I would never do that, though, because I'm not a cunt.
No. You're polite.
I'm not an asshole.
You're sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
No, you are. Yeah,
I'm not. But,
You've got fucking manners.
Right. And this is unforgivable. This is not heroic.
Right.
This is repulsive. It's vile. It's disgusting. And any Christian that thinks that this is a good thing should be shat upon by a giant pigeon. And may it be in the shape of John the Baptist.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
It's a callback.
Oh, I'm definitely sure someone has seen God in pigeon shit. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
She said she got to, she hid in the bathroom for a while. The WND story is a lot more detailed.
She hid in the bathroom.
She got through security at 10:15 a.m., more than an hour and a half before the prayer service started. She needed to lie low to avoid detection.
This definitely sounds like an episode of 24.
She noticed a janitor's closet was left open near the bathroom and briefly thought about hiding in it.
Did she do an army crawl to the bathroom, like on your elbows?
But a fear of being locked in persuaded her against that option. She slipped into the bathroom instead.
Ooh. God, she's a regular.
While hiding in the bathroom and waiting for the service to start, she rehearsed over and over what she would say. She prayed constantly with emphasis on Psalm 27.
What's that chick that did that? This sounds like an episode of Alias with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good show.
That was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
A
little cheesy.
So, let's scroll down.
So, are we getting to the comments?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's the best thing about the internet.
I will try to remain calm.
It's the best thing about the internet are the comments on any website.
I really will try to remain calm and consider that the people that are reading WND as a serious source of anything but laughable right-wing parody.
I've never even been on WMD. Is it cool? I mean,
No, it's just a newspaper looking. Oh, wait. World Net Daily.
They advertise booze on it. Is that scotch I saw?
That's a, all that is a, that's a Google, which means that I've been surfing. That tells you what I've been looking at.
Oh, that's for you.
But they're tailored.
All right.
So Google has decided to present to me Blue Label, which I would love.
I would love that. That's crazy.
So down in the comments, the number one comment, if you sort by the most thumbs up it got.
Yes.
Is in all capital letters. America is a Christian country.
We know.
No matter what the lib progs. One word. Lib progs.
What's prog mean?
Progressive.
Oh, I love that. I'm a lib prog.
Lib prog.
That's me.
No matter what the lib progs think, it isn't going to be secular. God bless that woman.
Oh shit, I'm a lib prog.
The next comment says God will repay.
Oh yeah.
The next one, it's a beautiful story. Freedom isn't about desecrating an individual's core belief, choice, or desire, or anything about the right to be. Oh wait, this guy.
This guy is,
oh no, this guy is.
He needs some help.
The core conflict in this issue is Maoist progressive demonic hatred for the USA.
Wow.
Constitution in any religion.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
The volume and severity of attacks on all three by our Maoist progressive president, legislators, and appointees is undeniable.
Wait a second. Is our president Maoist? Or is he Muslim? Or is he Kenyan?
He's a Maoist progressive demon.
Ooh. wait. Maoist progressive demon. Which is the worst out of those three?
I don't think you could be Maoist and progressive.
But.
Just, you know, if you go by the whole book learning definitions.
But you can always be a demon.
You absolutely can.
Boy, these people are nuts.
The second most popular comment. You. Those were sub-comments under the first one. Which
Maoist!
The one that was all in capitals.
Progressive demon libprog.
The second most thumbs up.
I don't know.
Approved.
My Maoist ears can't
affirmed.
Can't hear you.
The second most affirmed comment on WND.
The most popular
about this Christo lunatic who horrifically
Cocoa Puffs
disrupted a quiet service of Muslims who weren't doing shit but just doing their own hoogity bullshit.
Hanging out.
Is a quote, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh. Wait. Could you say that one more time?
If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father in heaven.
Is that a haiku?
# Jesus. That's a quote from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for all of us, right?
Well, he said that somewhere?
Apparently.
Right before he fed.
It's on MP3. You can get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a podcast? Jesus released a podcast?
Go to iTunes. Go to Crab Diving iTunes, by the way. Sure. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Listen to us here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every weekday live. And then we rerun a bunch of times throughout the day.
We're everywhere.
When some of the other great programming here on the network that we're all real excited and proud of.
Morning Wood, Canalingus, Hollywood Hick,
etc.
Upper Decker.
There you go. When
and us.
One of the other shows are on. So the next most popular. God bless this woman. Shame on the leaders of this shameful Episcopal church.
Ooh.
Spelled wrong. Episcopal,
whatever.
By the way.
Listen, don't worry about that.
So the next the person under that person.
Yes.
Said there. This is how crazy these nuts are.
Are you about to say the word there?
They spelled it right.
Oh, okay.
T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Good job.
They are Pergamum.
What?
In the book of Revelation.
Pergamum.
Symbolically agreeing with evil for tolerance and worshiping alongside of those who deny Christ as God's son.
You're Pergamum.
So apparently there is some character or entity or people, I don't know, I don't remember.
You are Pergamum.
In the book of Revelation.
I am the Keymaster.
That is now the Episcopal Church.
Pergamum. I'm a Klingon. I want to be a Klingon, not a Pergamum.
And somebody agrees with that person. A lot worse than Sardis.
Who's Sardis?
Somebody else from Revelation,
Jesus
I guess.
Jesus Christ.
This, it's like they're discussing the Lord of the Rings. It's like they're saying, well, it's far worse than Sauron. I don't think so. I think Gollum was...
Mary, fuck, kill. Pergamum, Sardis, or right. Hoogity Boogity.
It's so... It's so...
People are stupid.
Just, we're so fucked. We're You're so Sardis. Fucked if this shit catches on even
Your
more.
Your story reminds me of Pergamum and Sardis.
This guy says, the Episcopal Church, like the Anglican...
FYI.
...has been spiritually dead for quite a while.
Oh, right.
Remember, this is the same church that has been ordaining open homosexuals for the priesthood.
Ooh.
For many years now.
Color me there.
The sheep of such flocks deserve our prayers.
The sheep of such flocks. Amazing phrase.
I almost cannot breathe... From the irony.
I am Pergamum.
I'm drowning in the fact that this person is calling them sheep.
Yes.
So,
Sardis is on line one.
You're right.
Those are good sheep, by the way. Those are new. That's a new
sheep.
Drop.
That's a new sheep drop.
Good job.
The next comment. This brought tears to my eyes. God bless you. May we all find strength through your experience. The next one. The Almighty and True Living God spoke to people all over the world through that one little obedient lady.
Yay!
May God bless and protect her. One little obedient lady. How terrifying is that adjective?
Pergamum!
One little obedient lady.
I mean, I feel like
she's
we're,
obedient to the big sky god.
You know, I feel like we're in this weird world of like Jesus freaks meets like Dungeons and Dragons. It's very strange.
But it is. I mean, read the Old Testament. You might as well have orcs.
Yeah, you really should. Orcs are awesome. I mean, they're terrifying.
This person says, America's grandest Christian stage is disgraced and dishonored. They're probably gonna have to go and scrub everything down with fucking Lysol, Ryan.
They're saying the National Cathedral is our grandest Christian stage.
Even though the Episcopals have allowed it to be defiled.
The problem with the Episcopals though, they let women be priests or preachers or whatever.
They do. That's why they're Peruvialum. Or pergolium, or
Perijumb.
Or pistolonium, or whatever. Pergag, Pergamum.
Right.
According to this person.
I am Pellegrino!
Oh, Pergamum is a town.
Oh, is
apparently.
It? Burn in hell!
One of the seven churches addressed in Revelation. The city of Pergamum became the center of a large kingdom. Oh, I'm not going to read this bullshit. Read Harry Potter. It's more interesting and more entertaining.
Tolkien.
And just as factual.
I'm from the town of Pellegrino.
So go to rawstory.com. We'll put a link up on our Facebook.
Pergamum.com/Pergamum, that's the type of flooring. Pergo. Pergo.
Pergo.
Pergo flooring. It's laminate. It's fake. And it's fucking fake hardwood.
But you'll be able to read about this. I'll put up the Raw Story article and go into the Raw Story. Click on the W if you feel like you can.
Yes.
Click
please.
On the WND story and then go down to the comments and fuel your rage for those who believe in reason and religious freedom. If you believe in religious freedom, you should be decrying this fucking moron hag that did this bullshit. Not supporting her. Not every goddamn fucking comment I'm looking at on WMD. Godspeed to you, Christine.
Godspeed, Pellegrino.
Thank you, Christine, for having the courage, this next one says.
Saw this?
I keep scrolling down. These are by... Now, granted, it's WND.
Yes.
But I'm trying to find a voice of reason anywhere in any of these comments that is
good
like...
Good luck.
What is wrong with you people? And it just isn't to be seen.
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm hanging out with Sardis.
Terrifying.
At Pellegrino.
So go check it out yourself. I could keep reading them all day, but I got to get on to something else because I'm pissed off.
No.
But this is... We were speaking of cleaning things out.
Ooh.
And using bleach.
Yes.
to to clean things. I've got a story here.
I hope you're doing the story I'm thinking of.
About a school library.
I just put this on Facebook. It's the best story ever.
Oh, this just came out today.
Ah.
The Newcastle, Australia, is having its library steam cleaned.
Hello.
After they found out that a student was using the facility to film porno videos.
Bloomin' onion.
Ouchmuty Library.
Ooh, Ouchmuty.
Found out that a student was filming sexually explicit videos in the library and posting them on like a webcam pay-per-view porn site. Now, I couldn't find exactly what was going on. Oh, I don't know if it was like masturbation.
No.
Was it anal? Was it DP? Were there dwarves? I don't know what was going on.
He's a young Michael Bay.
They might have to steam clean lower if it was dwarves.
Yeah.
The students being counseled, quote.
I saw that. They're getting counseled.
After using campus resources to film a live solo sex show. So it was it was one.
Relax, it's fine.
It was a female.
Ooh.
So really? Apparently there was some diddling going on between the stacks in the library, but fret not, they've whipped out, no pun intended, that's a really long drop.
Really is.
They've whipped out the steam cleaner.
Yes.
And have potentially gotten rid of any juices or little bugs that may have flown out vaginally.
Can you believe there's still libraries, by the way? I mean, you can fit everything in that library on a little junk drive.
I love libraries, though, but that's... I'm a geek.
When was the last time you were at a library, though?
It's been a while.
Okay.
But, so that's the story out of Australia.
That's funny.
And
they're counseling the kid.
In another similar story, this also... has to do actually with the church.
Oh,
a different kind of defiling. There's a porn star in Austria. Police have announced that an internet porn star there is going to court.
Borsky, borsky, borsky.
On charges stemming from a couple of scenes.
Uh-oh.
That she shot in a church.
Oh no.
The 29-year-old woman who uses the name Babsy.
Babsy!
B-A-B-S-I.
Right.
She's facing charges of disturbing religious worship and denigrating religious teachings after the church in Horsching, Austria.
Banish her to Pellegrino!
They filed a complaint in June. Church officials said, listen to this, local youths told a priest.
Ah, come on.
They had recognized the church in porn videos posted online.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Father, we have been watching some porn on the internet and we noticed something that looked a little familiar.
Yeah, that is the rectory.
They haven't released her real name, but she told police that she filmed in the church because she, quote, wanted to be deliberately provocative and hoped to thereby draw attention to herself in the porn industry.
That's like watching a porn and be like, oh shit, that's Linkersham and Vineland, that establishing shot.
She could be facing up to 6 months in prison.
That much? Come on.
In Austria.
Relax, guy. That's Europe. What?
How great is it the kids, a bunch of kids went up to the priest and said, we saw your church on some online porn.
I've never paid attention before, but...
Oh, my God. We got to end the show here. Thanks for listening to us today, everybody. We are here every goddamn day from 12 p.m. Every weekday, I should say, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. No, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. from 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Don't forget the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, where he's going to be comedialing, and his other musings on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy.
Follow Patrick Vile's musings on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so fucking vile. Oh, God.
And everything and anything about us, ladies and germs, can be found on crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening to us. We will, as I said, be back to Mari with more of this shit.
Pellegrino.
Take care. I can't find the end of show drop, so we're just going to fade into obscurity.